Well, we're in a very familiar verse and chapter this morning, John 3:16. Don't call it. We're going to read it. Amen. Are you there? Say amen. You're not there yet. Say wait for me. Amen. John 3:16. If you have your Bible from the King James version, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 17, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody pray that God will speak to you today. Pray, little ones, pray, pray, pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. So Lord, touch us today, our lips, have mercy and sanctify it, oh God, and speak through our lips. Lord, that somebody in the midst will be touched today, will be delivered, oh God, will grow in faith, will be transformed, oh Lord. Oh God, that we will continue to walk in your way. We just bless you, we praise you, we come against every forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. To you be the glory, you have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just keep trying to dodge this thing, but it keep coming back to me. So I got to do it. Amen. It's a song that keep coming in my heart. Amen. And it goes to this. I see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful times we are thought dead. We shake hands with Jesus, our glory to share. I see no blame in Hallelujah Square. I saw a blame dragging his stick. He couldn't see as we do down the streets. I said, "My friend, I feel sorry for you." But he said, "Friends in heaven are going to see Jack like you." Oh, I see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we have up there. We shake hands with Jesus, a glory to share. I see no cripple in Hallelujah Square. I saw the cripple dragging his feet. He couldn't walk as we do down the street. I said, "My friend, I feel sorry for you." But he said, "Friends in heaven are going to walk just like you." Oh, I see. I go now, everybody. I see no cripple in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we have up there. We shake hands with Jesus, our glory to share. I see no cripple in Hallelujah Square. Hallelujah. It just keep ringing in my heart. I'm not a good singer, but just try to sing it out. Amen. So my conscience can be cleared. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Glory be to God. I see no cripple. I see no blind man in Hallelujah Square. So today I want to speak to us on the theme, eternal life. Eternal life. And this is a reminder. This message is a reminder and is to comfort you and I. Hallelujah. So this morning, we read from John 3:16, told someone thing, and down the line, he said, "And ye shall have eternal life." Amen. Meaning, You will live forever and forever and forever and forever. It also means when life ends here, there, here, it continues somewhere else. Depends the life you live here. Amen. The Bible uses the phrase in a positive sense. It is a quantity of life that begins on earth and continues in heaven. So, this life as a child of God begins here and continues in heaven. In Acts 13:48, it says, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believe. Amen. Oh, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, you repented of your sins and you got baptized in Jesus' name and you got filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues and the Spirit of God gave the utterance, I want to let you know you were ordained to eternal life. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You have been ordained for eternal life. Your name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Oh, there's somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, I'm ordained for eternal life. I got a visa for eternal life. I'm on my way to eternal life. It begins here, amen. The day you got born again, you started living eternal life. Can somebody shout it? Amen. God ordained you. Believe it. Amen. St. John 14:1-3. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so happy this morning. Oh, I'm glad to know I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, when I get to heaven, I will be happy to see Abraham that parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Oh, Abraham that left and found the land that obeyed God. Amen. I would love to see Moses that parted the Red Sea. Hallelujah. I would love to see great men. But above all, I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. I want to be with him forever. This is my destiny. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. So let your heart be troubled. There are a lot of unrest around the world. War here and there. Famine and earthquake. Pestilence. Oh, you can name it this morning. But the Lord is telling you, let not your heart be troubled. I'm preparing a place for you. I'm coming back for you. And that where I am, that ye may be also. Coming to church is not in vain. Serving the Lord is not in vain. Hallelujah. You are getting ready. Oh God, have mercy to enter into the place of rest. Hallelujah. To see Jesus face by face. Hallelujah. I want to see the nail prints in his hand. I want to see the nail prints on his feet. I want to see the spear mark on his side. I want to see the torn mark on his head. I want to see the risen Savior. Somebody shout amen. So let not your heart be troubled. This world is not your home. We are only a pilgrim. We're just passing by. Hallelujah. We got a place that call home. This world is not our home. Hallelujah. Sister Christine, we live in this world.
but we are not part of the world. That's why my dressing is different. That's why my talking is different. That's why my walking is different. That's why my behavior is different. Because I'm in this world. I'm not part of this world. I'm living my eternal life already. I don't know that about you. If you are living a life that we're living, shout it and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My wife can tell you. My kids can tell you. It's very difficult for me to complain. Hallelujah. Because everything that happens, I say, Lord, you knew it before it happened. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. It's very difficult for me to complain. Hallelujah. Because I'm just passing through. There will be trials. There will be temptation. There will be threats. There will be the devil trying to push you out your walk with God. But listen to me. You are not part of the world. You just keep moving through. Hallelujah. One fine day, you will get there. Somebody clap your hand for Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't worry. We're going to be out of here soon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because Jesus said it. I believe it, that where he is, I will be also. Some of us got life insurance. You got vehicle insurance, but they are taking all your money. Hallelujah. And you cannot realize anything good. But I got an assurance. Hallelujah. Who is the blessed assurance? Blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fullness of glory divine. Hell of salvation. Portions of God, born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. I love this one that says, perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of righteous, numbers on my side, angel descending, breaking from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, and this is my son, praising my Savior all the day long. I come to tell you something this morning, that this is your story, and this is your son. This is your story. This is your son. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I got a son. And you got a son. You got a story. And I got a story. Hallelujah. I come to tell you this morning that I got a story. I've been washed in the blood. In the blood of the Lamb. I've been washed in the blood. And in the blood of the Lamb. I may not know all about you, Sister Christine, but what did I know? God brought you out from the mighty clay. He brought you from the mighty long way. Oh, somebody, see where the Lord took me from. He took me from the darkness and brought me to his marvelous light. Oh, hallelujah. He took me from the fornication bed and put me on the right to stand. I'm talking to somebody. He took me from the gin bottle. Oh, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I don't know where God took you from, for he took me, from the head of the devil and gave me a new life. Hallelujah. He took me from darkness. Hallelujah. And brought me to the marvelous light. Glory be to God. This is my story and this is my son. Hallelujah. He brought me out. That is all right. He brought you out. That is all right. It's all right that I'm living an eternal life because God has brought me out. Hallelujah. From the darkness into this marvelous light. Glory be to God. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. There was a man during the war in our country. It happened in so many countries, but this particular story, this man, he got captured by the Muslim and they told him to deny Jesus Christ. He said, my, this is so hard and difficult for me. He said, if you cannot deny Jesus Christ, we will kill you and you will lose your life. He smiled with no worries, with no tears in his eyes. He said, my brother, let me tell you something. Go ahead to kill me. If you kill me, I'm going to live for the Lord. If you don't kill me, I'm going to continue living for Jesus. So no matter what you do for me, my life will not end. I will keep on living for Jesus. If you don't kill me, I will live for Jesus. If you kill me, I will continue living for Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to be out of here soon. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Listen to me. This is John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, on the Lord, life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Life is in Jesus Christ. No Jesus, no life. If you want to have eternal life, come to Jesus. He's going to give it to you. The government cannot give you eternal life. Oh, your education cannot give you eternal life. Your fame and your glory cannot give you eternal life. Your money in the bank cannot give you eternal life. I'm talking to somebody. Oh, only Jesus. Jesus. Jesus took you out and gave you the new life. Hallelujah. Which is eternal life. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got an eternal life. That what I do, I'm not afraid what man can do unto me. Oh, I got eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You cannot take my life from the hands of God. He got you and I in his hand. No man can pluck us out of his hand except God agreed. And when God agrees, he agreed for his glory. Hallelujah. If you lay down and give of your life breath as a child of God, God is doing it for his glory. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We will come back to that. But I want to tell you this morning, your life is wrapped and tied in Jesus. Your life is wrapped and tied in Jesus. The devil cannot do you no harm. Sickness cannot do you no harm. Demons cannot do you no harm. You belong to Jesus and God will take care of you. He will take care of you. Oh, God will take care of you. He does not stumble and slip. So you go to bed and start worrying and sleep because God cannot sleep. He is watching over you day and night. Somebody shout out, I believe it. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Your life is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Eternal life is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory somebody. Oh, let me go back to Job. Job chapter 14 verse 14. I want for you to pay attention because this is the message that God wants to give to you today. This is the message. Those of you that are online, I hope you are hearing me. So Job 14 verses 14. Job asked a question. Say, if a man die, oh, shall he live again? When a man die, can he live again? All the days of my appointed time, will I wait till my change comes? Amen. I will wait until my change come. Quickly, let's jump all the way to my change come to Romans chapter 2, verse 7. To them who by patience continue in well doing, seek for glory and honor immortality, eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Job said, hallelujah, If a man die, shall he live again? And our rumor is telling us that we are seeking for glory and honor, immortality, eternal life. Mark that this morning. Let's go quickly to Genesis 5:24. Hear what he is saying this morning. And Enoch walked with God, that he was not, for God took him. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. So Christian, I believe you are always in the presence of God. And God said, let's walk. And while they were walking, they reached our place. God said, you know what? You are not going back. I'm taking you with me into glorious land. Hallelujah. Keep walking with the Lord. Amen, somebody. And the Bible said that God took him. Hallelujah. Let us read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. It says here, it says, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing, that Elisha, I see Elijah, okay? For the mental, he want double portion of the power of God, anointing, amen? Said, thou hast a hard thing, but nevertheless, if thou see me go when I am taken from you, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, a day still went on, and talk. Yeah, you go again? Talk. Hallelujah. They talk. It means somebody was praying. Somebody was not gossiping. Somebody was not lying. They were talking about the kingdom and the glory and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the time, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Two men never tasted death. Where? Right, somebody? God took them. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Quickly. Amen. Deuteronomy 34 verses 5. 34, it says, so Moses, the servant of the living God, the servant of the Lord, died. He died. Right? Enoch was taken. Elijah was also taken. But the servant of the living God, Moses, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Keep going. Keep going down. Next verse. Hallelujah. So Moses died. It means that the children of God also can die. It means you separate yourself from the flesh. Amen. And he was buried in a valley in the land of Moab. Amen. Stop right there. He died and God they will bury him. You get what I'm saying? Are you with me, somebody? In the walk with God, God took him. Elisha, God took him. The servant of God, Moses, died and God buried him. Do you get what I'm saying? Let's go quickly into the Bible again. Let's go to Mark 9 verse 1 to 4. Hallelujah. Pay attention. And he said unto them, verily I said unto you, that there be some of them that stay here, we shall not taste of death. It happened before Enoch and Elijah never tasted death. God took them. It can still happen. It can still happen. Hallelujah. Today have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after, since day, Jesus talked with him, Peter and James and John, and led them into on high mountain apart from the self. And he was transfigured before them. Go to the next verse. And his raiment became shining exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth could wet them. 4. And then appeared, that's Elijah, okay? That is Elijah. He was taken, right? And there, on the Mount of Transfiguration, there he appeared. With who? Moses. That died and God buried him. He also appeared. Hallelujah. And they were talking with Jesus. I got use for you. God, when God take you, you are still alive. Hallelujah. When God bury you, you are still alive. Hallelujah. He's not a God of the dead, but of the living. Hallelujah. If Elijah appeared, oh my people, if Moses appeared, one day our loved ones will appear with he for glory. You will appear with he for glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is the message today. The body can get sick, get old and wrinkled up and tired up. I may not have strength in my legs to walk. My eyes may get dim, but I got use for you. Oh, one fine day, I'm going to come back with something new. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13 to 18. In 1 Corinthians 15, 52 to 55. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible says. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, but that ye sorrow not. Don't cry for your mommy. Don't cry for your daddy. Don't cry for me. Don't be ignorant. The Bible says when I'm sleeping, I'm not dead. I'm just sleeping. Hallelujah. The world of people dies, but the children of God, we fall asleep. Deeper sleep. Oh, glory to God. God, hallelujah, we sleep, hallelujah, and we do not cry to us to say we have no hope, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also we sleep in Jesus. I'm sleeping not in my grave, I'm sleeping not in hell, I'm sleeping in Jesus, I'm in his arm, oh, he rocking me left and right, hallelujah. Have you ever put a baby to sleep? The heart to sleep. You put a baby in your arms and you begin to rock. Not sleep, baby, sleep. I'm sleeping. Hallelujah. Somebody preach with me. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. Will God bring them, bring with him. For this we said unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherefore come for ye one another with this word. That's what I came to do. Eternal life starts and it continued in Jesus. Even when you are placed in the grave, you are still alive. I'm talking to somebody. Glory be to God. I came to come for you. Holy Ghost fill. You are ready for the new life. Glory be to God. We're going to be closing soon. Don't worry. Glory be to God. Oh, I came to come for you. Glory be to God. You know what? In 1 Corinthians 15, 52 to verses 5, I thought of 55, it says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, hallelujah, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put immortality. I'm talking to you, Brother Johnson, when I see you in your glorious bodies, oh, you're gonna be more handsome, and we are more than handsome. You are beautiful. Hallelujah. Nothing cannot stop you from moving here and there. Your body gonna be changed. Glory be to God. The Bible said the disciple hid themselves in the house because Jesus was dead, but on the day that he came back to life, the door was locked, the windows were locked, but Jesus entered. Hallelujah. He said, I am he that was dead and have a life today. See that little place in my hand. Look on my side. Look on my feet. You will see me. Hallelujah. And you will know me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your body will change. There'll be no more pains. There'll be no more helic. There'll be no more hospital. There'll be no more old age. Hallelujah. There'll be no more hurting bones. We going to change. Hallelujah. We are going to change. Glory be to God. That what Job said in Job 19:25. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Hallelujah. Oh, for I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin warm at the straw, this body, yet my flesh shall I see. In my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him, and not other to my ring be consumed with amen. But ye shall say, why persecuted we him, seeing that the root of the matter is found in him. Hallelujah. We may not understand it now. We may not understand it now. But one day we shall understand it by and by. By and by. When the Lord comes. Hallelujah. We shall understand it. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. I want to wrap it up. I want to close it. Hallelujah. I want to close it. Hallelujah. I may not understand it today. Hallelujah. Why Jesus loved me so much. I may not understand it today. Why he died for my sin. But one day, when I get to heaven, I will understand it. By and by. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the sins of God gonna gather home, then we will understand it better by and by. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm trying to end this message today. In Matthew chapter 19, there is a story about a young man, a rich young man. The Bible says this man was so rich, and I'm just going to paraphrase it. This man met Jesus one day, and he asked Jesus, "I cannot have eternal life." And Jesus told him, "Do you know the 10 commandments? Honor your father and your mother. Oh, love your neighbor as yourself." I said, I'm going to paraphrase it because of time. And then young man, rich man said, "Yes, I have done all these things." And Jesus said unto him, "That's like a one thing. What you have, go and sell. Give it to the poor and come and follow me." And the Bible said it was so hard for him to let those things go, to enter into eternal life. Let me tell you, church, there are things we are still carrying. We need to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You got better things to live for. You got an eternal life. Oh, that you are walking in. What should a profit a man when he gain the whole world and lose his soul? What should a man give a change of his soul? I come to you to let you know, don't get tired praying. Don't get tired fasting. Don't get tired living for God, because you just pass it through. Hallelujah. Don't be like the rich man, like the young rich man that took everything and deny Jesus. Let it go. Let it go, church. Let it go. But what shall it profit you when you get all the clothes and all the cars and all the money and deny Jesus? But the matter of fact, the clothes that we put on, it comes from God. The shoes on your feet comes from God. The cars you drive belongs to him. Oh, somebody, I'm talking to you today. The house that you live in belongs to God. You keep it to the word naked, and naked shall you return. All belongs to the Lord. He supplied our needs according to his riches in glory. Do not turn your back on the Lord. I'm closing now. I'm closing now, church. I'm closing now. Philippians 1:21. It said, "For me to live, oh, is Christ, and to die is gain this morning." Glory be to God. Keep living for God. Keep living for God this morning. In Luke chapter 16, verse 19 and 31. I'm going to close on this for sure. The Bible talks about two men, the rich man and the poor man, to take that life container. When you leave from here, where are you going to spend your eternity? That is the question. We all glory to eternal life, but where do you going to spend your eternity? Hallelujah. You know the story. This rich man, could not share with Lazarus. Lazarus was poor and dirty and never had a mat to sleep on. He slept before his gate and he begged for the crumbs that fell from the table on the floor. It's not the one that fell from the bowl on the table, but the one that fell from the table on the ground. He said, sweep it up and give it to me to eat. And Lazarus never had no one to comfort him, to share with him. It was dark that warmed me up when it's cold. And one day the Bible said, Lazarus died. He separated himself from this body. And the angel of the Lord came and took him to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man heard that Lazarus dies. I believe he said, you take that thing, that body from my gate and bury it. He deserved to die because he's a poor and ratty man. He looked down on Lazarus. And one day the Bible said the rich man also dies. And he was buried. And when he opened his eyes, he found himself in hell. And when he lifted his eyes, he saw Lazarus. Have been changed into glorified body. No more souls living a life of enjoyment. He have everything to his knees. And the rich man said, Lazarus, is that you? And I believe that Lazarus said, you don't know, that's me. I'm in poverty, but I have a relationship with God. That's me. I'm closing now. Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in the water. I just need a drop of my tongue. Abraham said, nope. There is a line of demarcation between us. Nothing can come up here for you. And nothing can come from up here down there. No. The line. In your left arm, you enjoy everything. This is the time for Elijah, for Lazarus to enjoy. Amen. You may be suffering today, keep the faith. You may be struggling today, I say keep the faith. Keep walking with the Lord. Your change is coming soon. Hallelujah. You're going to enter eternal life. And every rich man says, Saint Lazarus, to my house, I got 5 brethren. Let him tell them. Abraham said, no. Let us stand together. He said, no. We got preachers down there. The prophets. If they cannot hear them, no one from the dead will preach that they will hear. So, Christian, that how stubborn we are. Our heart have become stony hearts. That the word of God had no effect on people these days. Churches are closing down. People are tired living for God. So basic with jobs. So basic with ourselves. And have no time to read our Bible. And our faith in God is declining. And those things we used to do, we do them no more. We are tired. But I want to say to you today, you got to sing what you can. You got to preach what you can. You got to do those things that he wants for you to do. Because coming a day that your name will be called to go into eternal life. And I want to be ready when the Lord calls me. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, into the rest of the Lord. That's what I want to hear. Is that what you want to hear? Just lift up your hands right now. And Lord, begin to pray. Begin to talk to God right now. Begin to worship the Lord. Oh, I owe the debt I could not pay. He paid a debt that he did not owe. When I needed somebody to wash my sins away. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound. That the Savior rushed with me. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to pray, somebody. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh, the eternal life belongs to you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When this journey is over, oh, I'm gonna wear the crown. You're gonna wear the crown. Oh, in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Pray a little more. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the altar is open. If you want to come and rededicate your life to the Lord, come and rededicate your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to come, you can come. Oh, just for a few seconds. And make sure your salvation is still standing in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody come and pray a little more. Come and pray a little more. Just come and pray a little more. Hallelujah. Those of you that are online, just pray where you are right now. God can remove that stumbling block. God can give you the brand new life. Hallelujah. God can do it again. Pray a little more.
Hallelujah. That's what it touched me. The Bible says Elijah appeared. Moses appeared. But something there, Sister Christine, touched me. The disciples that were not born again, they were not transformed in the fleshes move. The Bible say they recognize Elijah and Moses. That got me thinking. When you see me, you will recognize me in glory. We will embrace. For the Kara, we will embrace. Sister Kara, we will embrace. Say, I made it. We may not go at the same time, but we will see it again. We'll see Elijah. We'll see Moses. We'll see Abraham. We'll see all the sins of God. Our loved one, we will see them. I live for God. Although I know a lot of teaching going around, so we'll be the angels. Yes. We have a glorified body, yes, but we will recognize one another. Hallelujah. I will be there. And I know you will be there when the sins go marching in. Let's just worship the Lord one more time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I will wait until my change comes. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.